The way Rob heard it, Billy Maxwell choked on a Twix in the middle of an editorial meeting, and they were so busy arguing about the unfair distribution of that week's stories that they didn't notice until he slid out of his chair onto the floor. When they asked if he was okay, they got a death rattle in response. They tried everything, but it was Billy's time. He was fat and 50, and opening the Twix was the most exercise he'd managed in years. Legend had it that Janine in advertising was left to stand watch over him, like he was going somewhere, while everyone else ran about in a blind panic. And while she was there, she unpeeled the untouched leg of the Twix from Billy's cooling hand and ate it. When he got to know her later, Rob realised that this was probably true. Janine was ruthless. Now Rob was striding out of the George Best Airport, staring around him like any other native lured reluctantly back for the first time in 20 years. On the plane, some owl doll had said to him that he wouldn't recognise the place, and he thought, oh yes, I will. But she was right. It was different. And not just shiny and new, there was something in the air. Initially exhilarating, but also somehow artificial, like pine fresh. When they had gone, she went back to her armchair. She could feel her heart racing and she was having difficulty breathing. It occurred to her that putting on some music might soothe her. She stood up and crossed the room and flicked through the records, but none of them was what she wanted. They were too distant and loud and full of their own passions. But when she found the Archduke Trio, she looked at the jacket sleeve again and thought that even if the music made no difference, she could dream of being young as the players were, and free. If she listened carefully, she thought, and followed each note of the cello as though she were playing it, the music might distract her and keep her awake. The notes the cello played caused her to sit up almost involuntarily. The players were moving towards a melody, but hinting at it and then resisting. She loved the groaning sound the cello made. A few times when her mind wandered, she forced it back again to listen to every note, every suggestion of the melody. She smiled when they played it out bravely before letting in the sadness, the hesitancy.